We are the wild, we are the free, and our fire burns eternally. We'll travel far, far as the eyes can see. We are the wild and free.
Well, hello and welcome to Travel Writers Radio here at Melbourne's J Air 88 FM. Thanks for joining us this week and for being patient while we gave the team a couple of weeks off over the festival period, and also this time of year, in my case, to spend family time during the school holidays with my grandkids. But we're back, we're raring to go. My co-host is sitting squarely in the saddle up there in Sydney. Welcome back, travel writer, travel editor and broadcaster, Helen Hayes. Hi, Helen.
Oh, giddy up, I'm raring to go. Yeehaw!
Well, you're also about to go to America, so maybe you are seriously getting in the mood. And listen, Helen, congratulations. I haven't spoken to you personally about this. You've been recognised with many awards over the years, but that's mostly here in Australia. What about this? You've been named as a finalist for the USA Travel Writing Awards. How does that come about?
Well, thank you. It's from the US Travel Association's awards that they run each year for their IPW, which is the whole of the American travel industry's travel convention. And we're all heading over there from Australia and around the world at the end of the month in early May.
Yeah.
And the awards are just part of that event. So it's such a great honour. I'm one of eight finalists, and I'm just very, very happy to be named in that list. So
was there a particular story that got the gong for you?
Yeah, you can only enter one story, so I entered Memphis because I went to Memphis last year after IPW.
Yeah.
And so I'm really happy that that was the people liked it as much as I did.
Yeah, well, it's a fascinating destination, Memphis, particularly if you're into music. And I suppose
so,
if you're into
faces.
Elvis and, you know.
So many faces.
Yeah.
No, anyway,
fantastic.
That's enough about me.
Yep.
But thank you. And moving right along, tonight on Travel Writers Radio, when international tourists come to Australia, they really expect to find kangaroos roaming the streets or turning up on beaches. We Aussies do tend to roll our eyes and say, oh, really? Or sometimes we even have a lend of them. Our reporter Carolyn Jasinski has found a coastal hotspot where it does happen, and she speaks to a ranger at Cape Hillsborough Beach about the experience that even local Aussies rave about. Our correspondent Bridget Leslie in New York City took a side trip to Amsterdam recently, where she met three chefs, two Dutch and one French, who run a neighbourhood restaurant called Café Cress that is focused not so much on the Dutch traditional dishes, but what's in season daily, fresh from paddock to plate. From the hinterland to the headlands, there's plenty to see on the Central Coast, a favourite playground for those seeking surf, sun and sand all year round. And one of its regular visitors over many years is our Sydney-based correspondent, travel editor and journalist Mike Smith. He says at just over 1 hour from Sydney, the Central Coast, which stretches about 70 k's north from Moonee Moonee in the Hawkesbury River system, is an easy place for local and international visitors to get to, whether they do want sun, sand, surf, or somewhere to simply chill. Mike speaks with Graham Kemlow.
And my co-host, Helen Hayes, that's you, discovered a woman who has visited 48 of the states of the USA, travelling by Greyhound bus. Now, she's planning to complete her goal of visiting all 50 states. And Giselle Whittaker is not even a US citizen. She lives in Australia. So Helen had to find out how and why Giselle came to pursue this extensive travel challenge. Extensive and expensive, I'd imagine, in terms of getting
over there.
Yeah,
she even wrote a book about it, Graham. It's called The Greyhound Chronicles, and you can get it on Amazon.
Fantastic. Well, we might even have to have a look at that. Now, if you've been listening over the past year or so, you'd have heard some of the stories of Karen Avila's move from New York to the province of Valencia in Spain and the challenges of living in a new cultural environment with a different language, special customs, and their own particular brand of red tape. This week, Karen reports on her progress towards obtaining a Spanish driver's license. And our prolific reporter, Carolyn Jasinski, is just back from more than 2 weeks on the Oceania cruise ship Sirena. And she's been in the Caribbean. On board, Carolyn met Melbourne-based dancer Michelle Andrasengo, who was part of the onboard entertainment. Michelle specialises in Latin dancing, such as the tango and the salsa, something her mother also did as an entertainer at sea. We also continue to feature music from lesser-known artists that we found on YouTube as part of our effort to encourage those who are not interested in being part of that mighty recording industry machine, or perhaps they just haven't been discovered yet.
And that's all coming up on this episode of Travel Writers Radio, broadcast first on J-Air 88 FM in Melbourne. And stories are also available as podcasts on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and your favourite streaming platform.